because we
like I said, it's so amazing to me that like all these years later, even though ostensibly, technically, you know, to the modern political front, you know, I mean, Nazis are not a concern, and yet strangely, they so deeply permeate. It's such a weird cultural thing that it's so powerful, this concept of the Nazis.
There's the occult and Nazis, and like for a while, the History Channel was the Nazi channel.
Yeah,
sure.
Like you turned it on, and it was something about Hitler, or it was something about the SS, or something about the occult and the SS,
or just something about how like what really great tanks they had.
Sure.
It's all those weird tech shows where you go, man, their planes were freaking awesome.
But if you turned it on and you didn't see a Nazi, it was strange, you know?
Yes, I agree.
But yeah, and I mean, you have like movies, great, great movies made on the subject, such as like Raiders of the Lost Ark, you know, probably one of the finest movies ever made, and you have it, you know, all about like...
I think it's the second greatest adventure film of all time.
What being the first?
King Kong.
King Kong? Like the original,
yes, the original
King Kong.
Even though there were a lot of little irregularities in.
Well, of course. I mean, it was a B movie, but they were.
It was directed by a Jew.
The thing that always got me was the whole Africa Corps thing didn't happen until like 42, and here
that's
they are
true.
In like
well,
the 30s.
They're in Egypt actually digging for the Ark.
Yeah, and there's Nazi soldiers.
Well, I think it was in 36 that they.
The movie was
it was in
36.
Because the next movie actually took place before.
Raiders no, the first one's 38.
Is it 38?
Second one's 36.
Okay.
Really? I never noticed that.
Yeah, because it's technically before the war. It's 38.
Yeah, they're both before the war.
Yeah, but I mean, Raiders is technically before the war. I think Raiders is 38. And there's Nazis on TV right now.
Turncoat Frenchman Belloc. Oh no, that's
French. Oh, those weren't Nazis. Well, they're still Germans.
We're watching TV and we're doing a show at the same time. Sorry, folks, we're actually trying to get drunk too.
But
so
it's no, that's what I mean. It's like you look at something like Raiders. It's ever you know who doesn't like that movie?
Sure, I mean they're after the Lost Ark of the Covenant, so they can win the war by the fact that they own.
And then, like as
the
I pointed,
thing that God gave to the Jews, so they could defeat all.
As I pointed out earlier, as I mentioned earlier. You know, that stuff is all based in fact. Like, they sent out a number of archaeological expeditions.
To try to find those arcs.
To try to find the Ark.
Well, talk about the Spear of Destiny.
To try to find the Grail. And they were convinced they were going to find the Grail. They had a room prepared at Babelsberg Castle in which to keep the Grail when they found it. Yes. And there is a museum in Vienna.
Yeah.
That contains...
The Spear of Longinus.
It's still there.
I think it was moved to Berlin for a little while.
Yeah, it moved to Berlin because they wanted it near Hitler.
But there's a museum in it's currently in Vienna. There's a museum in Vienna that has a metallic object they claim to be the tip of the Spear of Longinus, the Roman centurion who pierced the side of Jesus on the cross.
Yeah.
And it's also known as the Spear of Destiny. Because it's supposedly traveled all around Europe since then, you know, and whoever possesses it has this power of domination and will be victorious in battle. So,
well, I mean,
that was actually
all fear the Austrian Bundeswehr.
Austrians are closet Nazis, and I mean,
closet Germans.
Well, yeah, but
they don't really have a really wildly distinct cultural heritage that separates them from
Germany. They were easy for the Anschluss, no doubt. Yeah. You know, so but they did.
I think
they do
was,
have
okay.
a very pro-Nazi government there. They don't have the same restrictions that the Germans have on their government.
Well, yeah, because
I think they're really pro-Nazi. They're just kind of anti-immigrants.
Well, they've been pushing some very strange doctrine in the last decade or so. Where it's almost basically Nazi-like. It's scary. And although, you know, it's Austria. I mean...
I don't know. I largely ignore Austria.
I think a lot of people largely ignore Austria.
Yeah, it looks pretty.
Yeah, sure.
Really good food.
Yeah.
Hey, when we were in Salzburg, the the Austrian Communist Party headquarters was right across the street from a porn shop.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
And but it was just a bunch of guys playing pool. So I would assume they were.
But they were playing commie pool.
Yeah. But they probably weren't betting.
Yeah.
Or whoever wins shares it with everybody.
Yeah. Well, who knows what would have happened if the war had gone on any longer. I mean, with von Braun wanted to make a German space program.
Yeah. He wanted to put people, yeah, he didn't care about
it. You know, he didn't really want to bomb places. You know, he barely got out of Germany alive. You know, the Russians were at the doorstep. The SS were going to kill him. You know, they didn't want him to fall into enemy hands.
Yeah.
You know, he barely made it out alive.
There's a lot of people who were assassinated in April of 45. For one, Canaris, so, yeah. He had sort of helped the Allied cause for the whole time, really. He kept Spain out of the war.
Yeah.
Almost single-handedly.
Hmm.
And then in like in April, it was like the very beginning of April in 45, they hung him.
There were a ton of spies.
Yeah.
A ton of spies. Hmm. There were spies that were caught in England. And they were told, you know, you're going to be a double agent now. You know, basically because they could, they knew what the situation was like in Germany. All they had to do was leak this information to, you know, the German high command, and then that person would have been killed. You know, so they let them believe that they were still running as spies, but they had to become double agents.
There's that one guy, he's like the only man in history ever to win, like, yeah. I don't know if it's the Victoria Cross, but some really high up English medal, and then he got like the Knight's Cross from Hitler. But he was like
both of them. Yeah, but
he was. I can't remember if he was German who spied on the British and then was turned as a double agent, or it was the other. I don't know.
So nowadays we have the legacy of all that.
Yep.
We have the. In theory, we have the descendants of this. Regime,
yeah,
have infiltrated worldwide corporations.
Possibly,
Rommel's son was mayor of Stuttgart for a while.
Yeah, but can you really say that Rommel's son would have? I mean, Rommel was implicated in the
and he
plot of assassination,
quote unquote, committed suicide.
Yeah, and was forced to commit suicide. Yeah. Right.
But so we have the descendants of this regime infiltrated multinational corporations and. Are actively executing.
Well, they could all
the
be
Fourth Reich initiatives.
They could all be in England running for minor offices. Minehead.
Well, you have
the North Minehead by-election.
The European Union comes back to haunt us again. Yeah,
won't have very much fun in Stalingrad.
Mr. Hilton.
That's probably.
It's brilliant.
Probably my favorite Monty Python skit.
It's brilliant, sure. Mr. Helter.
Where they're like it's all brilliant. Standing out in the street with the sign.
They just have the uniforms on. And what's his name's driving the bicycle?
Ron Bibbentrop. He's got the crank.
And he's in the three-piece suit.
Standing behind everybody. He's like Tunnel.
I always wanted to translate whatever he's yelling in German.
Yeah.
And just figure out what exactly it is.
Hilter and Mr. Bimler and
Mr. McGoring.
Yes, nice Mr. McGoring.
Oh my God!
Did y'all ever read Fatherland?
No,
it was it's supposed to take place in the '60s, and it's supposed that I don't even know if they said anything about America, but the Nazis had taken over Europe and they'd taken over England and they'd pushed the Russians back to the Urals, but the story was basically all the old Nazis were dying off, and this guy who was a cop had to figure it out. It's a pretty interesting book.
Well, there are a lot of books on the subject of, like,
first and foremost,
there's that Nazi Philip K. Dick book.
The Man in the High Castle by Philip K. Dick.
The Man in the High Castle.
That's interesting. It really has. It's just like that's just the background. It's just kind of
yeah.
It's so subtly brilliant that it's not because it's not like an overtly political book.
Yeah.
It's the fundamental premise is like if they won World War II, the Axis powers, and basically the Nazis have everything east of the Rockies, and Japan controls the Pacific coast as occupying forces. And like it's the sort of the life of a, you know, kind of this, you know, fairly sort of middle class Jewish guy like in occupied America under the Nazis.
Yeah.
And it's just so subtly brilliant.
Well,
it's
there's
not,
a
it's
book.
Not,
there's another book.
But I would highly recommend that, The Man in the High Castle by Philip K. Dick.
It's been a while.
It's a book about...
And Gravity's Rainbow, just because fucking insane.
Gravity's Rainbow is a brilliant, brilliant book.
I've never
as
even
well.
Tried. Never
I've tried four times to read that book.
I've tried like six or seven, and I've never made it more than 3/4.
And it's easiest. It has 12 subplots going on at the same time. It's an absolutely insane novel.
But. I just, sort of on topic, but I just reread 1984 recently.
Yeah.
Which may be another subject for...
Ingsoc.
For the show.
We could travel. Yeah. We could tackle Ingsoc.
But
we're at war with Eurasia, and we've always been at
war with
Eurasia.
That's right.
But
you know, we've been talking about like the Fourth Reich, and nobody's mentioned Karl Rove.
That's right.
We talked about Goebbels. We haven't talked about Karl Rove.
I know Karl Rove.
Exactly. It's the same sort of.
Oh
thing.
My God! What a scary dude. I mean that,
sure.
And I'm sorry.
I mean that's sort of that level of that's what I mean, like the spin, you know.
Yeah.
It's marketing. It's fucking marketing. And
sure,
Goebbels was
sure.
like the originator, you know, of so much of that.
He was really the only higher the Nazi echelon that had any sort of college education, but he was a doctor, for God's sake.
Well, yeah, Dr. Goebbels.
Well, he had a PhD in philosophy.
Yeah. I mean it's yeah, and it's very
obviously Hitler dropped out of school. Goering was in the army. Himmler, I don't think Himmler ever went to.
Well, Goering.
I think Himmler served in the First World War.
Goering was just such
I don't know. He was pretty young.
He played up that flamboyancy thing so because you know he was given the job of the war hero, you know.
Yeah.
But
he stole so much artwork, and you know.
I mean,
all that
I think it's strange that. And kind of frightening that, you know, as despicable and horrific as they all were.
Yeah, because they did unspeakable things.
You know, it's strange
people.
That the way in which so many of them are like this sort of progenitors of so much of the rest.
They were
of the
successful,
20, you know,
but
of the
they
20th
weren't
century.
Victorious.
Yeah.
They managed to control
I mean, you look
a nation.
At so much of what they did.
And they were all wimps, really.
Well, that's just it.
You
have
the
mean,
little club-footed dwarf. You had this... Himmler was a sissy.
Yeah.
Hitler was... Well, I don't know if he was a wimp or
Goering
not.
Was ineffectual alcoholic with, you know,
morphine
a weight problem.
Well,
yeah, and a drug
Lardo.
Problem.
But he had been a war hero.
Yeah.
Hess had a wicked unibrow.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, and you know how that works for you.
He had a historic
I never unibrow. Got that whole Hess thing. I'm going to fly. I'm going to parachute into Scotland and end the war.
He was one of the, like Himmler, one of the guys that never got out of the whole occult, mystical, weird
sure,
shit.
Sure, he bought all that stuff.
Yeah.
And he was so
I mean, a lot of them, you know, they all kind of,
anything.
They all kind of were like, oh, yeah, cool, you know. A lot of them were like, that's
And
that's
he
cool.
died
yeah.
in the Tower of London.
No, it was Spandau.
Spandau prison,
he,
yeah, that's right. I'm
he
sorry.
Supposedly died of natural causes, but a lot of people... Like Nazi
have.
Apologists basically say that the British government who was running Spandau like had him just bumped off.
Just because he was the last guy.
But
that
he was
so,
like, he was like 90 years yeah. old. He died of natural causes. He was like, for one time, he was the most expensive prisoner in the world in the Guinness Book of World Records. Because after all those other guys either got released or died, he was the only person in Spandau prison.
Yeah, they ran that prison
yeah.
for years.
Yeah, he was all by himself there.
Except for the ballet.
Yes.
Well. You said yeah. Spandau Ballet. I'm going to have to smack you or something. You can't come on the show anymore if you're going to talk like that, man. Spandau Ballet. Listen.
But he was one of the ones that never kind of gave up on all that weird fruitcake shit, you know.
That's just it, though. They had people that were so fanatical to their cause that it's not...
But I think, you know, it's like the thing is
it's
like
it's not hard to believe that they would be around
In retrospect, it's also cartoonishly fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
And yet they got in it at least the majority of an entire fucking nation to buy into it.
And then they all joined the World Anti-Communist League.
Which we all should.
Well,
frankly.
I mean, right after World War II,
Nazi non-Nazi, we should all.
We shifted gears towards the threat of communism and you know, it's
because you have to have of them.
Stalin was
you cannot
have bad as Hitler.
You can't have yes. You can't have the identity of an us without the identity of a them.
And that's
Stalin was a
convenient.
It was a marriage of convenience.
And then succeeding him was Khrushchev, who was awfully confrontational.
So it's like,
well,
you know,
I mean,
and the
you
whole and the whole
somebody
thing.
Somebody close
well, you
to
know,
Stalin that was still alive to do anything had to have been a hard ass.
So
and Khrushchev
you know,
was, of course, a hard ass.
And then Brezhnev was. He was probably. I think he was. He served in World War II as some political officer somewhere.
Well, I mean, Gorbachev was the first premier that was not born prior to the revolution.
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line. I mean, it ran all the way up into him. And, of course, he was like the guy that, you know, runs the furniture store that goes bankrupt and runs it. Or going out of business sale.
Crazy Eddie. Yeah. Crazy Eddie. I'd give him away, but my wife won't let me.
Sure. You know.
Yeah, so it's crazy.
So, yeah, we're in a different age. And, I mean, there's a lot that can be said about it. But, yeah, we're...
But I think you have the same type of... You're always going to have the same type of... people. You know, the people that produced the Third Reich. It's just that in today's world, they'll have different tactics.
Yeah,
it's
they might
different...
not be racialists.
Yeah.
They might not be...
Who's to say that one day
mystics.
We will not fight a war where we might be ourselves?
Because like I
woken
said...
Woken up out of a dream where we're like, how
because
do we
you,
do these
cause,
things?
Because you look at a country where obviously already anti-Semitism was present. It was not created by them.
No, but it was
you know,
manipulated and exploited.
Yes, but I mean, you know, that
magnified.
That
yes.
was already there. And like I said, spiritualism, the whole mystic occult
rabid
thing.
Rabid nationalism.
Spiritualism was huge in England. It was huge in the United States in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
It was this was a generation that had survived the Great War.
Yeah.
If you think about it, before World War II... What we now know as World War I was the Great War and the war to end all wars. I mean, it was, you know, it was this big thing. It was the biggest thing that anybody had ever seen. They couldn't imagine all these people all over the world fighting each other, all these people dying. So you had this whole generation that had lived through this horrible thing, trying
and had died. I mean, the
so many people dead, trying
killed
to
20 million people during
trying
that time.
To find. You know, a sense of meaning to life because of this horrible thing. So, you know, a lot of people did turn to what is later referred to as, like, spiritualism. They turned away because they thought, you know, if Christianity is real, if God is love and all this stuff in the Bible, how could something like this happen? So they, you know, maybe they turned to different things to try to find, you know. But that was already big.
Sure.
You know? And then if you look at Germany and all they had suffered at the end of the war and how... You know, they had gone from all this greatness to virtually no economy and huge unemployment. So then, you know, like I've said many times, it's like people, you have a lot of questions. And if you stop and think about things in life, you have a lot of questions. And a lot of those questions you can't find answers to. And if someone's there to give you the answers, for a lot of people that's enough. If they can't find them themselves, if someone gives them the answers... So when you've got someone who stands up there and says, you know, yes, things are bad, but it's not your fault. You're a good person. It's not your fault that your life sucks. You're a victim.
And that's where they had the three different thems that they had.
Yeah.
They had the ideological them, Bolshevism.
Yes.
They had the, you know, well, we have to build up a racial us, the German... You know, Volk.
Sure.
Yes.
So they needed a them for that. So that's the Jews.
Yeah.
And then they had the November criminals, the people who betrayed us.
Yeah. See, that's why I've never been able to buy like the, you know, born free, muscle shirt with the eagle and the flag on it stuff, because that to me is that smacks of nationalism and
I mean that's
I,
you
I,
know
I love
that,
my, I love my country. But I will not blindly do what it asks me to do. I want to be able to think for myself.
I mean, that's the thing, and that will always be, you know, that will always be a peril that people will have to, you know, to hopefully stand up against. Because when you have, obviously there are people who are disenfranchised in some way.
Yeah.
And when you have someone that stands up and says, you know, you deserve all this. It's your... natural born right to have all this stuff.
It's not your fault.
Your fault that you're a fucking slack jawed buck-toothed redneck living in a trailer park and you got no fucking job and you're, you know, fucking popping OxyContin and huffing spray paint, you know? No.
Oh, the good old days.
You know, it's like, no, it's not your fault. It's this person's fault, you know? They're to blame. You're a victim, you know? And then they give you something to focus on rather than getting your fucking head straight and getting your fucking life together.
Yeah.
It's someone to blame for all of your shortcomings. And that will always... And so you could easily, you know, who knows, with if you look at how scientifically advanced the Third Reich was for the time in which it existed, I guess... correspondingly, whatever grand scheme or subtle plan that the Fourth Reich might be executing today could be so sophisticated that we could conceivably not have any idea that it was taking place.
Exactly.
Because it would be all, like I said, if you look at like the sort of marketing and advertising fundamentals behind the propaganda campaigns of that, you know, you look at how amazingly sophisticated they would be nowadays. They could get you to believe anything. They could get you to buy anything. They could get you to believe damn near anything and think that your life had been empty until this point of epiphany in which you realized something that they wanted you to realize, and then you'd do any damn thing that they wanted.
They could be taking a, you know, regular Coke and putting it into bottles and saying it's zero calorie Coke.
Yeah.
And
how the fuck can you take it home and test it to find how many?
You won't be able to tell.
Yes.
You can't tell. How do you go, oh, this has definitely got calories in it?
How can you take it home and tell? They can sell you anything. They can convince you.
The point is that we're totally being able to be fooled at all times.
Exactly.
Well, we're getting to the point where I think I better read some email. The show's going to be... Well, we've taken a little longer sabbatical than we meant to this week. I should say this month. And we want to thank you
all. It's been
our,
hectic lately.
We hope that we've given enough time for our loyal listeners to catch up on older shows. I've had a lot of people come and tell me that, you know, they haven't had a chance to listen to all the shows in our backlog. And I really hope that it's given a chance for people to listen to our shows. And I very much, excuse me, appreciate all the people who have come and emailed us and let us know that they love the show.
Wait until you hear the Lost episode.
That's right. The Lost episode.
Wait until you hear sometime in the future. You will hear the Lost episode of Destructomundo. And then you'll understand everything.
But
it'll all make sense then.
But yeah, we've decided that it's better that we give you quality programming on a more sporadic basis rather than a crappy program every week.
Well, true.
We've never decided.
Yeah, we're not the McLaughlin group, are we?
Sure, right?
Wrong. It's not Meet the Press. So.
No. But we are very happy to have the people.
Yeah, but yeah, things have just been a little bit hectic lately.
Yeah, Ted is in law school, and he's doing his final exams right now.
So. And then on top of that, he's studying to get his ninja instructor certificate.
That's right. So he's learning how to kill and how to defend himself in court. So very important.
I mean, law school's nothing compared to getting your ninja instructor's certificate.
I don't know. He's doing the tax thing right now. He says that sucks.
Can you get that at ITT?
Ninja instructor school?
Yeah.
No, man, they don't teach that at ITT.
So it's not a junior college type thing?
No.
You have to...
It's a vocational school.
Yeah.
I think ninjutsu is considered a vocation.
But we're hoping for the return of Ted soon, and we want everybody out there to wish Ted good luck in his finals, and Ted's going to be out of...
Because he has to, I mean, you know, really, to the final exam is, I think, basically the Dem Mac.
Yeah, pretty much. He's got to be able to learn to touch
Dem
death.
Mac was Chinese.
Well, there's the equivalent.
Ninjas are really actually Chinese if you break it down. I mean, the ninja are a Chinese discipline. It's all been kind of skewed towards Japan, but That's another one altogether.
Yeah, that's another one.
Well, at any rate, we want to read our first international email. We have a listener in Portugal.
Okay.
And we got an email from him last week, and I'm so proud that we have our first international listener actually email us. I know we have international email, or we have international listeners, because yes. I can see you all out there. That's right.
We're tracking everything about you.
That's right. But you're the first.
We know
person
where you live,
us.
What you listen to, and what you buy.
So
and your shoe size.
That's right. So I want to read the first email. Since we're not in the bunker, I don't have the robot with us tonight. I couldn't fit her in the car. She's a portly robot. So at any rate, our first email from Daniel Gonçalves, actually. I'm sorry. Daniel, I apologize. Portuguese is not my first language, obviously.
Or your second.
And we actually had to decide on how to pronounce your last name this evening. So if we butcher
because you got that little thing on the bottom of the C.
Yeah. Yeah. Schwa. It's the squiggle. Which it's we decided was a soft
it's a C. Cedilla.
Gonçalves.
Cedilla.
Daniel Gonçalves. We're hoping that we did this right.
I think it's called.
If we didn't, you can email us and let us know.
I think it's called,
and then we'll correct.
I think it's called a
Cedilla
or something like that, and it's pretty much denotes a soft C, which is equivalent to an S.
Okay, we'll hope so.
Hard C would be like a K.
If Derek's wrong, you can email him and let
him
know.
Medium well.
He's a sack of shit. Yeah.
You silly bunt.
Yes. Hi, just to let you know that you have at least a fan here in Portugal. I've listened to your latest shows, and I'm now trying to catch up on I'm trying to catch up with all the archive ones as well. I find your show interesting and fun. Also, I've bought and read a book a while ago that you may find interesting. It's Field Guide to the Apocalypse by Megan Marco. And he gives a website address that I'll put in the show notes. Some cool ideas here. The Amazon link for the book, and I'll put that as well. And he says some ideas for the show, and I'm going to run through them right here and right now.
Let's roll.
Make some comments. giant cometer or meteor impact. Now,
we discussed the great movie Meteor.
Yes.
Well, we have
Sean Connery, Natalie Wood.
You see, that's just it. We've talked about our insert your favorite blank rock
from space.
You know, and if we do this show, it's going to be running the gambit. Yes, it's going to be Meteor.
Because you won't be able to see it, but I'll wear a turtleneck and a tweed sport coat.
Sure. And that, hideous movie Armageddon, and it's going to be, Night of the Comet and everything else.
And Thundar the Barbarian.
Sure, and Thundar the Barbarian. And the whole, we're going to run the gambit. I mean, we're not going to have this rock from space splash in the ocean and make a big wave. It'll be in there,
because
by God, if anything, we go off subject every damn show,
yes.
And that gives us an opportunity to segue between some of the greatest exploits of going off subject.
Yes.
So we will do this show.
I want a world of sorcery and super science.
That's right. We have to have the wizards. Yes. Wizard of the week.
Wizard of the week. Mindoc.
Right.
Mindoc and Gemini.
That's right.
And I like Simeus, where they rebuild King Kong.
Yes, yes.
That's a rad episode.
Here's another one he wants. Nanotech. Bugs killing everyone. Gray ooze.
Okay, we kind of mentioned that in... Well, was it the robot one?
Yeah,
we mentioned the colony bug.
We didn't quite do...
We didn't fully get into Nanotech,
that, but we really like to have a well-rounded show. We don't like to stick with one particular subject,
yeah.
So we have to have something that we can talk about among each other, and doing one on nanites might be a little... Well, let's put it this way. If there's enough robot material that we left out of the first robot show that we did, we feel like we can cover it in another one, we will. And I promise
robots
you that.
Redo?
That's right. Robots redo.
Robot
redo.
Because if the robots attack... Because we went into the sort of modern era of what we believe the robots might do in an attack on humans, but we didn't really cover, I don't believe, in a manner I would have liked to have seen, the 50s idea.
Like the like the enraged water heater with claws?
Sure.
My God, the coffee machine's gone berserk.
That weird...
And robot monster.
Robot monster versus...
The gorilla suit with the porthole on his head?
That's right.
And a TV antenna?
That sort of thing.
Well, there's the mummy versus the robot monster.
The robot versus the Aztec mummy?
Many things that you can cover on robots that eventually we may end up having to do a robot show. So, rest assured that if we do another robot show, we will cover nanotech, because that is something that we left out of the first robots. So, if we decide we're going to do that show again, you can bet that's going to be in there.
Robots 2 Electric Boogaloo.
That's right. Another one that he suggests is huge volcanic eruptions, and in parentheses, he puts Yellowstone.
I once had huge volcanic eruptions.
Hey, you know, they're showing that movie, that Tommy Lee Jones movie, tonight on a...
Volcano? No, which one? Is that the one in L.A.?
That's genius. At the end, when they're all covered in the ash and they're all the same color,
but then the rain comes,
and they realize they're all the same, but then the rain comes and it washes away the ash, and they realize that they're different underneath.
So they can hate each other again?
Yes. So they're right to hate each other for being different.
Right on.
That's the message I took away from these.
Of course,
Yeah.
Well, he's talking about like the super volcano Yellowstone eruption.
I'm familiar with this.
Which I believe that we could work into a natural disasters show that we haven't approached. I mean, there are a lot of natural disaster scenarios that one could put into a show.
Sure.
And we haven't done it. And part of the reason is that at one point, we were actually doing our show during the tsunami. And we were also doing our show during the... No, we didn't do our show during the tsunami. It was just after tsunami.
We did it just after that.
But we didn't want to really do a show on.
And then with
hurricanes and things that we really felt that it would be just we knew we had listeners in New Orleans in the area. And we didn't really want to make a big thing about it. And plus, this is a humorous show.
Yes, we thought we would do them better. We would serve them better by being erratic and bizarre.
Sure, and we don't want to make light of anybody's situation. So we will do a natural disaster show in the future.
Because I want to do like the freaking Ice Age dog.
Like in that movie, Day After Tomorrow.
Well, there's a movie about anything.
Oh, that's right.
I never saw that.
I haven't either.
I have. It's terrible.
Good special effects, though?
Well, somewhat.
Yeah, you totally believe that they don't suck.
Well, it's like some kind of like tornado that the eye of the storm can freeze people in their tracks.
I hate freezing.
So, it's like something moving towards you. It uses some pretty bad...
Nudity,
though. No, people wear way too many clothes in it, actually.
Because it's cold.
Yeah.
Well, then they should have just been wearing... Women should have just been wearing...
See, we need the movie where, like, the earth heats up, and then the women strip down.
Like The Drowned World by J.G.
Yes. Jake Gyllenhaal's
the
in
drought.
It, and he needs to stop, like, doing movies like that.
Yeah.
Because he's doing way too many of them. Boy in the Bubble. He did the whole Bubble Boy
movie. Oh, thing. I thought you were talking Boy in the...
But that was...
Boy in the Plastic Bubble with John Travolta.
Oh, yeah. Another, I mean, he should have seen that as a career choice and went, oh, no.
Well, he had yet to be enlightened by Scientology at that point.
That's true.
Well, he may be trying to get into it.
He didn't realize that
I mean, like, it works for a lot of actors.
He had too many, what are those things that are attached to his soul?
I don't know. His engrams were out of whack.
Yeah. Did you see the South Park the other night?
He had I've
read about Xenu and all the
they did a
critters
montage
the,
of the...
Critters in the Volcano.
Of the Scientology, what they believe, and at the end of the show, all the names and the credits were John and Jane Smith. Very, very sly editing there. Daniel also gives us the suggestion of doing a black hole created in the lab. That really kind of falls under science gone run amok, and I don't really... know as of yet as to whether or not we're going to do another show like that, but we possibly might. As far as like disasters that are created by man, it's possible that that might end up in another one of the shows under like a different heading. I'm just not altogether sure yet, but I do like the idea. I mean, it is something that we managed to leave out of the disasters.
Yeah, there's always going to be new technologies that could get totally out of control.
Yeah. Yeah, we try to keep up on current events for the most part. Like we were saying, we didn't really want to cover like anything that had to do with the with the hurricanes.
Heaven knows I don't want to be topical.
No.
And I don't want to be current.
Current events. I mean, that was something I hated in high school. So, no, we're not going to really do that. But that's something that we may do on another show. And he's thinking Strangelet. I think he means Strangelet here, actually. And that's a
Strangelet?
It's, yeah.
Small strange thing.
Well, it's created in a particle accelerator, similar consequences of a black hole, but may end up destroying the entire universe.
You mean like if I meet my evil negative galaxy clone double and we shake hands?
It's a matter-antimatter sort of thing, I believe.
Anton, you bastard.
And that is another one that sort of falls under
the... Well, like the one with Star Trek where the guy and his evil negative galaxy clone double and they were trapped in that tunnel between dimensions and they blew up the ships to seal the ends so they would forever battle for
eternity.
That's
right. They were, and
within there... Because they couldn't both be in this dimension, and they both couldn't be in this dimension, and yet they were driven to destroy one another, so they trapped them in the tunnel between dimensions.
So every time they would touch each other, the universe would shake. Yeah, that could happen.
I never saw that one.
It's got the guy that looks kind of like Dylan.
I don't know.
Bob Dylan or Dylan from 90210?
Dylan Thomas.
Okay.
Who are you talking about?
I don't know. He said Dylan. I immediately went to 90210. Brenda.
He looked a lot
Freudian slip right there.
He looked a lot like Dylan Thomas.
I don't know. I never watched that show because I'm straight.
Star Trek?
No.
Or the Dylan Thomas show.
Who's Dylan Thomas?
The poet?
The poet? DF show? What are you talking about? Okay, at any rate. Anyway. He does go on to say ecologic catastrophe, day after tomorrow on steroids. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I can handle the day after tomorrow on steroids because I was the only one of the three of us that actually saw the movie. I don't know if Ted did. I'll have to talk to him about it and see. I'm not sure if I can get the guys to sit down and watch this movie. It was pretty bad. But I do understand what you mean. Heavy weather is something that my roommate Alex has suggested we do as a show.
You mean I don't know.
It's basically like super weather and... I believe that's a possible subject that we might do on the show. We want to have a little bit more information on it. And he says that's all for now. Keep up the good work, and I'm eager to listen to the next program. And, Daniel, we thank you for your email.
Thank you, Daniel.
We, of course, will be sending you swag as soon as we get it. And, of course, we keep promising every week that we're going to have, every show that we're going to have.
We should have fezzes.
I have a fez. But it's not.
We keep promising the temporary tattoos.
Yeah, the temporary tattoos.
But we're going to replace them with permanent tattoos.
Yeah.
We will pay for you to have Destructomendo tattooed across your forehead. Will we?
Yeah.
Man, if somebody wants to get that done, I'd be willing to pay for it. But, I don't want to get...
So we'll pay for you to have a permanent tattoo.
It's expensive, man. Oh, if you come here, I can get it for you. We both have $50... gift cards to...
We'll replace all those temporary tattoos with a permanent one.
On your forehead.
On your forehead.
Yeah.
If you're willing, yes.
Chris Hernandez sent us an email, and he has an idea for a show, and I am dead up for it. So, Chris, you get that show worked in, and we're going to plug you every episode we get, because that's awesome. I love the idea. I think it's great. You know what I'm talking about. I didn't want to reveal it to the audience out there, but you get that in the works, and I promise you that we'll make a promo for the show and we'll stick it on here. And you know what I'm talking about, and I really think it's a great idea. And if you need my help, you let me know, and I will be happy to help you. Thank you so much, you and your brother, for coming on and emailing us every week, and I really appreciate it. And now we get to Bill. Bill Kennedy has an idea, and he has implemented it, and it is awesome. I really dig it. It's what it is. It's a book list, and it's all about the apocalypse and different scenarios for the apocalypse, and it's basically what you could read as far as like literature goes about the apocalypse. He's gotten himself like a decent amount of books.
The ultimate apocalyptic reading list.
Yes.
How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Enjoy the Apocalypse.
Yes, yeah. It's doomorama.com, and that's doomorama R-A-M-A, yes, .com. And it's a really, really good website. And we're going to put it up as a link to the to his website on our website. But, yeah, I want to give you a heads up on that. And Bill and I have gone over several things that we'd like to get together and basically bring together a community of people who are interested in the subjects that we're interested in. And anybody who's interested can that has their own thing going on, we want to be able to bring you into the fold, so to speak, and, mm-hmm. and to where everybody can work together.
And control all your thoughts.
That's right. Yes. That's right. And another person that I really want to thank this week is Mike Welch, LouisvilleZombieAttack.org.
Yes.
Has really put together something. That was the zombie flash mob.
Yes.
That was in August and that we didn't go to, but Derek was saying, and I was saying that had we gone to it and not been able to kill zombies, we would have felt like it was
a train mission gone awry. I'm glad I didn't hear about it, or I would have shown up with a shotgun.
But yes, yes. There's the talk is basically from the top, and Mike and his cohorts are doing this as a yearly thing. So they're going to be doing this coming August, and we invite anybody who is in, well, anywhere near Louisville, Kentucky.
If you're in the Western Hemisphere.
Yes, you can come to this.
Which is the best of the two hemispheres.
That's right. And it's working out to be like a three-day
event. That's true. There are four.
And we want to send you to LouisvilleZombieAttack.org. For all details and information, and we're in total support of this, and we're going to have a promo for you next few weeks, getting him all taken care of there. And again, I thank you, Mike. Thanks a lot. I mean, it's really been a lot of help for the show. I think we've gotten a lot of traffic because of you, and I really appreciate it. That pretty much brings us to the end of the show tonight. We've ran a little over, but we haven't done the show in a month. And again, I'm going to split it up into two episodes so you can pick it out.
We've got a backlog of stuff to unload.
Yeah, we're going to hope to go back to a every 2 week schedule on the next show.
Usually if you have that type of backlog, you just eat a salad or two.
Yeah, you know.
Or I can go all night with triplets.
I can do that. Are we going all night with triplets?
It's
Did
still
you get the triplets, man?
It's
Did
still
you?
Early.
It's only 11.
Yeah, it's still early.
It's 11 o'clock. We're going all night with triplets. Eastern Standard Time.
My name is Derek. I like walks on the beach, muscle cars, robots, and dangerous women.
That's right. My name's James. I like my women hard.
I like my women like I like my robots. The ability to transform.
That's right. If you can put your legs behind your head, you can email me at destructivemundo@gmail.com. So. Or you can just send us an email and we'll read it on the air.
So we've established that Hitler's atomic brain is currently in a fortress in Antarctica connected to the internet and manipulating.
I'll buy that.
And running the Fourth Reich's grand scheme to take over the world through multinational corporations and marketing.
I think that's
right. And aggressive marketing campaigns.
And that Hitler was emo.
And that Hitler was the original emo.
That's right.
And yes. I think if nothing else, if you take that away from this episode, then we've touched you in
some
special.
We need bumper stickers that say Hitler was emo.
Hitler was emo.
Ex-Hitler X. Well, and Adam, we appreciate you stopping by and being part of the show. Yes. And I'd like to formally ask you to be a permanent part of our show. And I think our show has needed a fourth for some time now. Adam's been a good friend of Derek and mine and Ted's for years, and we've fallen out of touch, and we live in the same city, and it really bothers me. And I would really love to have him.
But I've been on the run from the law for a while.
Yeah, so I mean, being on the lam kind of does it for you. I mean, I live in a bunker, for Christ's sakes. It's really hard for me to get out and do
I've
stuff.
I've been going couch to couch and getting a lot of facial reconstruction surgery.
Sure. He's a totally different person from the original guy that started the show. It's like he comes over, I'm like, who the hell are you?
I used to be 8 foot tall and weigh 900 pounds.
Yeah, now you're like 5 foot. What are you, 5 foot eight?
I'm 4.5 feet tall and weigh 52 pounds.
That's yes. pretty cool. Yeah. That's a hell of a change. Yes. You have changed quite a bit.
Yes, I had both my legs removed and my feet were attached directly to my pelvis.
Like Dorf? That's great.
Yes. Yes. True.
Dorf does the apocalypse. That's the new name of the show. We're changing the name, everybody. It's going to be Dorf does the apocalypse. Hey, stop by our store and buy a t-shirt. And actually, you don't have to right now. We're going to get black t-shirts in really soon.
Because only dorks wear white t-shirts.
That's right. I mean, like, it's a white t-shirt. I don't want a white t-shirt.
Because it shows all the gravy stains.
Sure. Black t-shirts, the only problem with that is if you got a cat, you're going to get cat fur all over
it. Yeah, the white t-shirts, so the gravy and gravy, blood, whiskey, and ketchup.
Yeah, and then you can still wear it to church.
The white ones?
No, the black ones. Oh, yeah. Okay. Get stuff on it. You can't see it. Still wear it in church. So,
if you worship Satan.
Yeah, that's right. So from Destructor Mundo, this has been James.
And me.
And me.
And him.
The other me. All right.
One me, two me, red me, blue me.
Was that?
Blue me. Who blew me?
One me.
Okay. I passed out.
Good night.
Good night.